ask the idea. The form which embodies that which appeared in consciousness, that is to be held within consciousness. From the Upanishads. The idea is the whole thing. If you stay true to the idea, it tells you everything you need to know, really. You just keep working to make it look like the idea looked, feel like it felt, sound like it sounded, and be the way it was. And it's weird because when you veer off, you sort of know it. You know when you're doing something that is not correct because it feels incorrect. It says, no, no, this isn't like the idea said it was. And when you're getting into it the correct way, it feels correct. It's an intuition. You feel, think your way through. You start one place, and as you go, it gets more and more finely tuned. But all along, it's the idea talking. At some point, it feels correct to you, and you hope that it feels somewhat correct to others. Sometimes I'll go into a set that was built based on an idea, and for a moment or so, I think I'm right in that idea. It's fantastic. But a lot of times you don't build a set. You find a location that feels correct based on that idea. And the location can be changed in many ways to get closer to the idea. The props and the light can be altered. The light can play a huge role in this. And you just keep working and working till the thing feels correct based on the idea. If you pay attention to all the elements swimming together, then lo and behold, at the very end, it's surprising how close it all is to the original spark. New ideas can come along during the process, too. And a film isn't finished until it's finished, so you're always on guard. Sometimes those happy accidents occur. They may even be the last pieces of the puzzle that allow it all to come together. And you feel so thankful. How in the world did this happen? During Blue Velvet, we are shooting a scene in the apartment of the character Ben, who is played by Dean Stockwell. At a certain point, Dean was going to sing In Dreams by Roy Orbison. He was going to lip-sync to that and sing it to Dennis Hopper. In the script, he was supposed to pick up a small lamp from a table and use it as a microphone. But right in front of him on the set, and Patricia Norris, the production designer, said she did not put it there, was this work lamp. It had a long cord, and its bulb was hidden from the audience, but illuminated Dean's face. And Dean just snatched this up. He thought it was placed there for him. And there's so many of these things that come along. Sometimes accidents happen that aren't happy, but you have to work with those as well. You adapt. You throw out this thing, and you throw out that thing, and throw out another thing. But if you pay attention to the original idea, stay true to that, it's surprising how, at the end, even the things that were accidents are honest. They're true to the idea.